mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. For the next four sessions, we're going to take a mindful look into stress. Stress is present in all of our lives, and most likely won't be going away anytime soon. Being mindful of our stress doesn't make it disappear. It just reduces its negative side effects. The first step we'll be taking into easing our relationship to stress is to understand what it does to our perspective and how it builds upon itself. Stress creates a sense of urgency in us, making us feel as though our situation is life or death. This makes us very single-track minded on the source of our stress, and we forget or neglect everything else. This cycle then perpetuates itself as we neglect more things that start causing more problems in our lives. Those things then become their own stressors and generate their own urgency. And before we know it, we're surrounded by urgent stressors and we can't get any of them done. The best way out of this downward spiral is to catch ourselves when we're in it. Pause, breathe, notice what it is that we're finding to be so urgent or life-threatening, and ask ourselves, is this true? Is this thing really worth the sacrifice of my well-being, my relationships, and my ability to engage well in other areas of my life? The answer is usually no, and we can bring ourselves back into a normal functioning state. We can try this together now. You can relax into a calm and quiet space and close your eyes if you are able. Use the breath to bring your attention back inwards, reconnecting with your internal state. Get back in touch with your body and your mind. And as you explore the happenings of your life recently, notice which ones create a stress reaction within the body or the mind. Notice what activities, what interactions, or what things on your to-do list are stressing you out. These are the things that may cause your belly to tighten, your heart to race, and your muscles to contract. You may either get an urge of energy or you may feel a lack of energy. These are the things that have been stressing you out, and you can pick one of them now to focus on. Imagine the situation, or imagine what it is that you're having to do. Maybe it's a conversation. Maybe it's something you need to complete at work. Maybe it's your home life. Whatever it is, just picture that. And notice, where's your sense of urgency in relating to this thing? Notice if you're feeling like it's life or death. And then notice what that does to your ability to focus on other areas of life. Notice how when you're so focused on this one thing that's stressing you out, who you become in other areas of life. Do you become someone patient, kind, calm? Are you able to complete tasks with integrity? Do you feel like there's space in your life for what you value and who you love? And if you're noticing that because of this stressor, you are not being who you really want to be, pause, take some deep breaths, and ask yourself, is this really that important? Is this so important that I sacrifice the well-being in other areas of my life? Can I still complete this task with less urgency? Can I approach it in a calmer way? Can I find room to pause and breathe and check in and remember what's really important to me? Can I complete tasks without that sense of dire urgency? Can I bring a little more peace into my existence? And as you let go of that urgency, let go of that dire need to complete this now, and letting go of the panic, can you notice how the ease that it creates helps you to return to being the person you really want to be in the world? Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KVNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kvnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.